And now, a birthday party that's making the skies of Indiana a little less clear. That's the horn from a Model T. Ford first made the Model T 100 years ago. This week, owners of these truly classic cars have flown and driven from all over the world to Richmond, Indiana, for the Centennial Ford Model T party. From member station WMUB in Oxford, Ohio, Gary Scott tells us why so many people are still in love with the car that put the world on wheels.
It's a sweltering July afternoon in the cornfields of east central Indiana, just across the Ohio border. Turning off the main ribbon of blacktop into the Wayne County Fairgrounds, it looks like a scene from the early 1900s. More than 800 Model Ts in various conditions are posed on the grass and beneath the trees. Jeff Bland drove his 1915 Model T here from Springfield, Missouri.
I have seen some really what I would call intimate parts of America in this car.
Bland's father found this car in a barn in Fisher, Illinois in 1964. Jeff Bland says he's been riding in it since he was a baby. He restored it 6 years ago.
The heart and soul of America you can find in a Model T, because you're sitting up high enough and you're going at a rate of speed where you can really see things. You're not just zooming by. And I suggest highly, if anybody gets an opportunity to ride in one of these, you know, take it.
So, we do. Bland pumps the primer, pulls out the choke, bends down in front of the car's grill, and gives the engine a firm crank.
You gotta run around here and pull the spark down. And then it comes alive.
Driving down the highway, the ride is a little noisy and fairly fumey. While it's surprisingly smooth, it's a wee bit snug with two guys in the front seat. Jeff Bland says that's part of the charm.
This is the reason that people stayed together more back in the day, because they had to sit beside each other, you know. So people had to work their problems out more.
Some car owners had their Model Ts shipped here from as far away as Australia, France, and Portugal. Most, though, drove to Indiana. 44 states are represented here. Tim Simonson puttered along in his 1915 Model T 193 miles from Wellington, Ohio.
You know, the car did fine. My rear end didn't do so good.
Simonson is dressed in 1915 white period clothing. He says he often drives his car while on the job back home.
I'm a clock repairman by trade, and if it's within 25 miles of home, I'll take the Model T in the summertime.
Ruth and Bob Haugi are here from St. Joe Beach, Florida. Their Model T is a 1921 runabout they call Geraldine. Bob found it on a New Hampshire farm just after World War II and courted his wife Ruth in this car.
When it was time for us to travel, it was okay, because when I was 14, my mother said, just go have fun because you can't do anything in that car.
This week, these Model T owners have traveled all over eastern Indiana for parades, fly-ins, and historical reenactments, all aimed at honoring the car that changed America in so many ways. For National Public Radio, I'm Gary Scott in Oxford, Ohio.